It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, Michael Brown here. Well, actually, I am in China, and I want to introduce a very special guest host, longtime broadcaster, the man who put me on radio, Stu Epperson.
Great to be here with you, and Dr. Brown is very gracious to allow me to sit in for him. I'm Stu Epperson, president of the Truth Network, and host of TruthTalkLive.com, which is more of a weekend show right now. So excited to be with you, and have a question for you that is quite provocative. This is my first time guest hosting for Dr. Brown. It's quite an honor. Maybe my last time after we get into today's subject matter. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? Now, just think about this question for just a second. How much money would you be willing to pay for ungodly counsel? Simple question. I'd love some simple answers. And I'll tell you a little bit about the question as we get into the show today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scorners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This is the first chapter of the longest book of the Bible. Can anyone guess what it is? Psalms chapter 1. The longest book of the Bible starts with the word blessed, and it says, blessed is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, I'm very frustrated with something. I'm struggling with something, and I'm going to struggle with you on the air today. I want to talk about education. I want to talk about ungodly counsel, and I want someone to explain to me, after you answer the question, how much would you be willing to pay for ungodly counsel? Many of you are already forking over thousands of dollars for ungodly counsel in the form of paying for higher education. That's right. We got to get that degree. I got to get little Johnny in that school. Well, that's where I went. He's got to get in there. Regardless of what they're teaching, regardless of the professors, regardless of the worldview. And so, help me understand this. I'm in a very large church in the Southeast where I attend. And probably most of the parents there are extremely conservative Christian. Well, they're all, you know, Christian folks. They go to the church. They're plugged in. And they'll put on Facebook how bad that, you know, certain elements in our culture are and how sinful we are and how they'll complain about things like the socialism and the anti-family agenda going on and how the government is even supporting abortion and how horrible that is. And they'll complain about the left-wing media and will complain about all the dark things happening in the media, on the tube, and the way that our court system is set up and all the rulings against God. And yet, they'll turn around and write a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars to send their student to a school, to the schools that trained those very people with that very propaganda. Can someone explain to me why? And maybe the question would be, should a Christian ever send their young person to a secular college bent on an anti-God agenda? How much would you be willing to pay for ungodly counsel? Am I all wet? Am I crazy to think that we should maybe explore a Christian university, a Christian college with Christian professors that want to drill the Word of God into your young person and turn them out to be a warrior for God? Dr. Brown has his own school, Fire School of Ministry. Is that crazy? Are those schools, do they even exist? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll talk about it coming up next on The Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. 866-34-TRUTH. More coming up.
Oh,
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Stu Epperson Jr. filling in for my buddy Dr. Michael Brown, who is in China. We'll have an update for him from him shortly, but I'm asking a question today that's quite controversial. Hey, it is among my friends, even my Christian friends, who are just adamant about continuing to fund, to send hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund ungodly counsel. So I've asked a question out of the gate today. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the secular university system. At least 80% of the professors have basically an anti-God, anti-scriptural perspective. And basically you want your student to think that way. This is where you go to learn to think. So my question is you say you love the Lord. You say you want your child to turn out to be a wonderful warrior for God to change the world. Then why? Or is it okay? Is it okay to ask this question? Am I touching a sacred cow here? Is it okay to ask the question, why do you want to fund, to pay a pagan institution to essentially fill your young person's mind with anti-God propaganda? And all the arguments are there, salt and light. Well, if we pull our youngster out of that secular college, hey, who's going to be up there to lead those folks to Christ? Okay, I appreciate that. Other arguments, well, their academics are so much better. We want them to go to school, just like Moses went to the school of Pharaoh. And he spent 40 years, by the way, undoing all that he learned in the 40 years he grew up in Pharaoh's household. But, you know, Moses, you know, what about, you know, an argument can be made for other Bible figures. So what do you say? But isn't it time we started thinking seriously about the hard-earned dollar that's not my money, by the way, it's God's? And before I start branding my youngster from cradle up to be thinking about this school because we love to cheer for them, rah, 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 and because we just love that brand of that image, and yet they are bent on taking your kid right to the road of destruction. That is their goal. They will tell you that. That is, I'm holding an article right now from Town Hall called Brainwash You. The goal of this gentleman, what's his name? Ayers. Have you heard of this guy? Yeah, big time guy. He's one of the most influential educators in America. And for that matter, the world. Bill Ayers. He's fully communist, fully socialist, anti-God. And if you think this isn't important, one of his students was a young man named Barry, who we now know as Barack Obama, who's our president. President Obama was one of his students, who we know that we pray for him, we love him, but he does not value marriage. He believes marriage is, he basically denies and blasphemes God's views of marriage from the Bible. This is what God says in the Word of God. He denies the life. He's not for life. What God stands for, he's against. Where did he learn all that stuff? From secular training. And yet we talk about how we want people to know God. We want people to champion the beliefs of Scripture. Yet with our pocketbook, so often Christian parents write these big, juicy checks to fund the destruction of their young people. Am I completely off to even bring this up today? 866-34-TRUTH. Let's discuss it. 866-348-7884. Maybe you had a great secular college experience. Maybe you had a horrible one. Maybe you're right there and you'd like to maybe share it with maybe some wounded warriors out there. 866-34-TRUTH. I want to talk to Mark right now in Manassas, Virginia. Mark, you're on.
Hey,
good to have you on the Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. I believe you're listening to us on WAVA, wonderful station in that area.
Oh, yeah. Always a good time. Yeah, I went to a secular university, nice big university here in Virginia. And, you know, I think you're demonizing secular universities unnecessarily.
Okay.
Well, you've got a point with Ayers, and certainly, especially with a liberal arts education where you're taking a lot of these classes, having to do with philosophy and things, if you don't have a God perspective, it might skew you. I went to school and got a good technical degree. I'm now in medical school.
Okay.
And while I was at my secular university, some of my biggest Christian influences in my life were professors and administrators there. And there was a huge Christian population at the university that did some wonderful things. Every single Sunday I went to services. Every Tuesday we got together for Bible study. And then there's a bunch of smatterings of social events as well. I mean, I had a wonderful Christian experience at a secular university.
Okay, now Mark, I appreciate your call. Now stay with me here. I want to throw it out there, folks. What about what Mark says? And maybe it depends on the student as well, because you cannot say that every kid coming out of high school is the same, right? Is a you can't just carbon you can't just blanket make a blanket statement.
No, and in that vein of thinking, you can't make a blanket statement about all secular universities. I don't think that you would be incorrect about saying there might be some universities. Okay. Actually, that's not saying universities, some professors.
Right. Mark, listen. Here's the cold hard facts. I'm not incorrect about we're not incorrect about the fact that it's at least 80% of professors have a liberal anti-God agenda. There's all kinds of studies out there, okay? But here's the deal. You, my friend, represent 25%. You represent 1/4. Okay, so, and if anyone wants I'd love to take someone on this or get someone else's perspective at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Kind of the question to summarize the whole discussion today is, how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? So, Mark, statistically, 25% of kids, 75% of kids that go to secular colleges lose their faith. You look at Barna, you look at Crusade, you look at all these studies, okay, 75%. So you are in the minority, which is why if I say never, never, never should a Christian kid go to a secular college, I'm wrong. Because look at Mark. And Mark is in the medical practice, and he's leading people to Christ, and he's having an impact. He had a great experience. And many people had great experiences. So, and forgive me if I came across as condemning every secular university. I don't want to sound like a bloviating legalist who's just angry and too far extreme. But I'm trying to navigate through to parents like Mark, who maybe he's a parent now, that even though he had that experience, and I'm glad he did, he got around Christians, he grew in his faith and blossomed at secular university, got a technical degree. I want to see if Mark would be open, and we lost him, but maybe he'll call back, to at least exploring for his young people and for the people in his life that are young, at least exploring the possibility of a Christian college where the academics are as good or even more stellar than that of a secular university, and where the agenda of the professors is to turn these kids into warriors for God. And I know of places like this that are unbelievable. I'm a product of a couple of these places myself. Of course, you're like, man, wherever he went, I want to get away as fast as I can from that place. But let me know what you think. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's pick up Justin. Justin, you're on the line of fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. Good to have you with us. You're calling from Charlotte, listening to us on the new 105.7 FM and AM 960, the Truth Network. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, great to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. I kind of had mildly aggressive opinion on this. I went to University of Georgia, and I don't know, man. I feel like if you're a firm believer and go to a secular university and the university changes your beliefs, I don't really think that you were ever a true, sustained believer in the first place.
Okay, so you're saying if you don't have it when you go in, maybe you didn't have it to begin with.
Yeah, because okay. I mean, if the university is the thing that rocks your foundation, yeah, then you've got a lot more issues than just that. Because I mean, then you leave the university and you either go ministry or corporate route. Yeah. There's really no other route.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe there's a such thing as a baby Christian? Do you believe there's a such thing as a weaker brother? I mean, it's referred to dozens of times in the Bible. Someone that's younger in the faith?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll definitely...
What's the goal of university, Justin? What's the goal of going to college? What's the goal of paying people to teach you? What is the goal of someone that goes to college, generally speaking? What's the goal?
I mean, most of the time, just to get a degree to get a job. I don't really...
Let's talk about very simple, 101. You go to learn, right?
To
be educated, right? Kind of, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, what kind of education are you going to get? One that takes you, I'm just reading the word. It says, blessed is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I read it in Proverbs everywhere. Listen to wise counselors everywhere. In the multitude of counselors, there's safety, there's wisdom. Now,
that's also the, but if you look at, for instance, most people that go to universities aren't taking classes where the teacher would be even.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll come back. Am I being too hard on the secular colleges? We'll come back more Line of Fire after this. 866-34-TRUTH. Justin, thanks for your call. Hang on.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Okay, I stepped into something here. We got the lines loaded. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Stu Epperson filling in for my good friend, Dr. Michael Brown. Was so excited to be a part of helping him get on the radio, and I love listening to his program. Obviously, you folks do, too, because from the nature of the quality of the callers, too. Justin from Charlotte just said, hey, listen, there's some Christian profs at secular colleges. Amen. Not going to disagree. And there's some kids that go to secular colleges that turn out great. Amen to that. And he's one of them, and I'm glad he is. And our first caller, Mark, listened to us on WAVA up in the Manassas, Virginia, D.C. area. Praise God for him. So it doesn't mean that every Christian kid shouldn't go to a secular college. And there are instances, and someone will bring this up, of Christian kids going to a Christian college and turning out terrible. Doesn't mean that can't happen. But my fundamental question opening the show today is this. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? And do you think that not enough Christian parents are even contemplating, considering the universe of Christian colleges that are like in New York City, like the King's College? Let's see what Fiza says in Brooklyn, New York. Listening to us on the legendary WMCA. Hey, Fiza, you're on the air. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Go ahead.
Okay, I dropped out of college because of that.
Okay, wow.
Because of the biology class, I signed up for psychology about four times and dropped out because my spirit was troubled in the classroom.
Sure.
And I couldn't continue doing the biology, having to learn about Darren's Terry and all the...
And you're paying for it, for Pete's sake.
Right.
Why do you want to pay for it? Why do I want to pay a tennis pro to tell me the worst fundamentals of tennis? Well, hey, why do I want to pay a counselor, a secular shrink, at $100 an hour to tell me, hey, you know, if it doesn't work out with your wife, it's, you know, God wants you to be happy, you know, go ahead, you know, jump off with someone else. I mean, why do we want to... I mean, it's just a fundamental question. Why would someone want to pay for ungodly counsel?
Right. And it's like my spirit was troubled totally about just what you were saying. And I was thinking about why the churches don't bring about Christian schools and Christian colleges so they can introduce their own program. What you are saying is 100% right, and my spirit agree with it.
Well, you're kind to call in, and let's pray for those Christians at secular schools that are making a difference and the Christian professors at those schools. But maybe we should at least explore schools. Like, you got NIAC up there in New York. You got all kinds of Christian colleges in your area. Check them out. Maybe you could go and actually learn from, like, a brilliant Christian creationist. Fiza, they're out there, and they're ready to teach you and to build into you amazing, amazing kingdom concepts, principles, brilliant concepts right out of the scripture that will equip you the rest of your life to be a warrior for God on this earth. You know what I mean?
And then there is this, the One World Education, which is going worldwide, that brainwashing the kids that there is no God.
Yeah.
So this is another thing that parents ought to look at what the kids are learning in school and try to do something about it.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay, well, thanks for calling in. God bless you.
Okay, you too.
Let's talk to Gene in Boston, Massachusetts, listening to us on WEZE, great affiliate of the Line of Fire there in Boston. Gene, you're on the Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. You're on the air.
Hi, good day. I'm calling because, unfortunately, I was not able to go to a college, but I have several nieces and nephews who have gone to secular colleges. And because of their background, like the caller, a couple of callers ahead of this last one said, I think it's because of their upbringing that that didn't take them to that type of teaching. Okay, they may have had a teacher or two that but that did not bother them because they knew from which they came. Okay, they knew their religion. They knew
they had their root system.
They had their roots.
Yeah, I gotcha. And so they were able to hold their faith.
Exactly.
And so here's what I would say to them. Okay, and Gene, I appreciate your call. And I would say that they're in the 25%, 75% of kids, according to Barna and all these studies I've seen, 75% of Christian kids that go to the secular college lose their faith. 25% make it. And God bless those parents and those kids that are drilled down, that are rooted in the Lord. However, even those kids need to at least contemplate and explore the fact that, yes, they were able to weather the storm. Yes, they were able to come out maybe unscathed, maybe not. But they could have been in front of a professor, an Ivy League level, godly man who was absolutely a genius, equipping them with absolute truth, Gene. I mean, truth in physics,
okay,
truth in chemistry.
Look at it another scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. It may not have been a professor. It may have been a classmate. Okay. It
sure.
It may have been a dorm mate.
Yeah.
Okay. That had taken them to that stuff.
That's exactly right. And it's not to say a kid
can't blame it on the school.
No. But no, Gene. Well, there's all kinds of elements. But the bottom line is, I'm paying that professor to teach me. Mr. Professor.
What I'm saying to you
is
that what you can get in a Christian college, because I did go to Catholic school all my life, okay? And I know what Catholic girls are and what they're about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
There are bad apple alleged Christian colleges out there that aren't true Christian colleges. What I'm talking about when I say a Christian college, Christian university, I'm talking about you go to their website, you read their doctoral statement, you call their professors on the phone like I've done on national radio shows, and you ask them, you call them out, and you know that they are not pumping sewage on your dime into your kid's mind. That's what I'm talking about. And there are unbelievable, Gene, godly Christian universities, Christian colleges, maybe even some up near Boston that have professors like that that want to turn your kid into a warrior for God. There are alternatives. And yes, there's bad ones, but because you had a bad experience in a religious school and saw all kinds of flesh and bad stuff, which I'm sorry that you went through that, it doesn't mean there's not some amazing ones.
But it didn't change my way of my religion.
I got you. Well, you got your root system right. Hey,
right.
God
exactly.
bless you. That's the nice thing about Christian radio, like you're listening to here. You get all kinds of good information as well from shows like The Line of Fire. Thanks for calling in. I want to go to Long Island and talk to Maria. Maria, you're on The Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown, asking the question, how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? Maria, you're on the air.
Hey, Stu. Honestly, I would pay zero, but being the mom of three daughters that grew up in the church, and they had a good, solid root system. As far as we're concerned, I mean, we brought them to church, prayed with them, read the Bible. I mean, they had a solid root system. But they made their choices to go to secular colleges. Two of my oldest daughters went to Fordham University. And the reason why we allowed it, so to speak, was because they were paying their own loans.
Are they still walking with God?
Well, no, that's my point. My last one went to Christian college, though. So I have the two.
Good.
I have the two spectrums over here.
How's that working for her?
She's not walking with the Lord either anymore.
Okay, it's not a surefire thing. I mean, I guess I just struggle with that. You see why I struggle? What you just said is why I struggle. Yeah, and I'm not saying in a condemning way, but. I'm sorry, Maria. Well, everyone that heard you say that is going to pray for your daughters right now as we go into a break on The Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in. An update from China from Dr. Michael Brown. Maria, thanks for your call. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll continue this conversation for those that can stay with us on the other side of the break. Hang on.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Stu Epperson Jr. filling in for Dr. Brown, asking a pretty titillating question today. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? How about this statement? The only true heroes are those who find ways to help defeat the U.S. military. I personally would like to see a million Mogadishus. That's right, anthropology professor DeGenova at Columbia University. Ah, I got into Columbia. Yes, hot dog. I got accepted. Look at this. There's my acceptance paper. Should Christians pay this gentleman? Communist, Marxism thinking, anti-God is at the root. A lot of atheism of his thinking. Should we pay them? Here, sir. Here's my $100,000. Now, teach me evil. Teach it to me. Go ahead. Why not? Hey, youngsters. I got the fridge stocked with beer, and here's a big bowl of condoms. Now, you kids have fun. You're going to do it anyway. You know, your parents, what about that? What's happened? Why? What about education? How important is this? And should or would you pay or are you paying for ungodly counsel? My heart breaks. One of our previous callers, Maria, she said, you know, I got three kids and three girls, and I got four girls. And this, folks, this is, hey, you don't think I think about this almost every day about my daughters and the investment that we're going to make, that we are currently making for our children to be educated? So would you pay for ungodly counsel? How much would you be willing to pay? On your blogs, on your Facebook, you say, oh, I can't stand the leftist anti-God, anti-marriage government. I can't stand that horrible left-wing media that's slamming God and Christmas and Easter and anything to do with divine scripture. I can't stand it. Oh, no, Mr. Parent. Yeah, you can't stand that, can you? And then you want to write a big fat check to the university to completely contaminate your young person with education. Asking today the question, is that okay? And maybe I'm asking, should we look at the vast universe of amazing emerging Christian universities and colleges that want to turn your young person into a warrior for God? And maybe you just think I'm all wet. So let's talk to Mary in Lorton, Virginia. Mary, thanks for hanging on. You're on the line of fire with Stu Epperson filling in for my friend Dr. Michael Brown. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Dr. Mary Gellum, and I just wanted to say this is the best question that I've heard in a long time. I think you're right on point and that we should evaluate where we spend our dollars. I think if a lot more people would take their relationship with God more serious and not their allegiance to the schools, I think we will have our kids going to Christian colleges because they want to talk about, well, my kid has been influenced by this and influenced by that, but then where did you send him to school? And then a lot of people who have been on the call don't understand what you're asking because you're saying, well, you know, you're talking about big schools, and maybe one or two or three kids may come out like they were when they went to college, but majority of the kids, they go to school and they come back, and it's like, what happened? And you're paying
paying these
professors to do this to your kids.
Yeah.
And then everybody like, but I'm a Christian. Well, stand up and act like it. I love the Christian. I support you 100%.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Mary, thanks for your call. God bless
you. Welcome.
How about that? Maybe one person agrees with me on this whole show today. Maybe this is my last time ever guest hosting for Dr. Brown on the Line of Fire, but it's good to hear from Mary. I want to go to talk to Tommy up in New Jersey. Tommy, you're on the Line of Fire. Welcome to the show. Your thoughts about this question today. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel?
Well, I wouldn't pay anything, but my daughter went to Christian school all through grammar school to a Catholic high school. And she got good grades, and she got a scholarship, almost full ride to University of Arizona, went up to Arizona State, cut a deal there, and they honored the scholarship she had gotten. So we're looking at it at the time. We didn't even
Interesting.
Know how we were going to pay for.
Yeah. So what if you get a full ride like that or a scholarship? Tommy, let's deal with that on the other side of this break. 866-34-TRUTH. More of the Line of Fire coming up after this quick break. Hang on. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. An update for China, too, coming up.
Give us strength to always do what's right. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Okay, we're lighting things up here today on The Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for my good buddy, Dr. Michael Brown. I'm president of the Truth Network, and we were so excited to play a role in getting Dr. Brown launched on nationwide radio. What a ministry he has. He's in China. And I'm going to play a clip from him to tell you what God's doing in his life right this minute while we're here in China. Some cool things happening. First, I just want to make this statement. Christian colleges are like people that profess to be Christians. Okay, so what did Newsweek say a couple years back? 80% of Americans said they're Christian. Well, we know that's not true. We know narrow is the way. And so we're a Christian nation, but so there are little C Christian colleges. That they have it in their name, but we know they're nothing to do with Baptist or Christian. Then there's big C Christian colleges. So you have to have discernment, folks. When I just say Christian college, you say, well, this kid went to this and they taught her about atheism. Well, that's not a Christian college. I'm sorry. It's not. And I've called those guys out before. And sometimes I've named names before on national radio, which I may not do today. It's already hot enough. So call and weigh in the question today. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? Should more Christian parents at least consider the possibility of her Christian college? And what about what some of the callers, what about the ones that had good experiences at colleges? What about Tommy, whose daughter was offered a great scholarship at a secular college? They raised her right. I want to hear how she's doing from Tommy. But first, here's Dr. Michael Brown with a quick update from far away in China. Check this out.
All right, this is Michael Brown here in Shanghai, China. When I landed, the flight got in from Detroit to Shanghai, about a 14-hour flight. Took out my cell phone, was going to post, just landed in Shanghai, thanks for praying, but it wouldn't post on Facebook. Got to the hotel, went to get online, and then realized, that's right, no social media here in China, no Facebook, no Twitter, no YouTube. Fascinating. So hopefully my faithful producer, Matt, will be able to update things online for you. Then I'll be checking in with you a few times during the week with some updates, but all is well. Thanks for praying. Everything's going great. I'm at meetings sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, about 40 leaders from the states, denominational leaders and seminary presidents and different ones, meeting together with some of the national church leaders here in China, about 40 or so of the leading church people and the organized churches in China. So just a fascinating time together, and we're just trusting for divine appointments along the way. And a couple of interesting things already. Well, I encountered them on the menu. And if you know anything about me, you know that I gladly preach the gospel to a hostile, potentially violent crowd with joy. No fear of that, but I don't really get along with exotic new foods that much. So went to a restaurant in the hotel last night, and there was bad sweet chicken feet. Yeah, I didn't order that one. And then there was tender chicken smell. I passed on that, and then another one, when I get back, I'll plan on posting this online, but it's a little guy, it's the whole body, it's in the pictures in the menu with the ears and the eyes, so I passed on that, but everything is going great. Authentic Fire is finished. I wrote the preface on the plane coming over, everything proofed, annotated, on its way to the publisher to get out in a couple weeks, so really excited about this week and next. Can't wait to be back with all of you.
All right, great to hear from Dr. Brown. Keep him in your prayers, guys, using him over there in China. Some really cool things happening in the underground church. Believers there really standing up for Christ, and actually cost them something to do so. Well, what does it cost you, perhaps, to send your kid to a Christian college, a big C Christian college, a real Christian college? Should more parents think about that? How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? The way I see it, maybe it's just the circles I run in, most parents don't even think twice about sending their kid to get a secular, anti-God, leftist education and university, and then they kind of act shocked that the kid left the faith. 75% of kids, according to Barna and other statistics out there, walk away from God after college, after secular college. Well, that's the agenda of secular college. Should we be shocked? Now, Tommy, you're in a tough situation. How is your daughter doing? So you looked over the landscape of colleges, and that you had a great offer. Is she holding her faith strong out there at a secular college?
She is. She's 20 years old. She's a teenager. Those are tough years. I mean, but she still understands what the opportunity she has and how hard a struggle we had to keep her in school. And answered a prayer that she got that. And I think she understands what that is. She does her studying. She's keeping her grades up.
Is she walking with God? Is she got other Christians? Yes. Is she filled with the Spirit? Is she sharing her faith? Is she on fire for the Lord?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She's not burning them now, but she's keeping.
Well, look. Bottom. Okay, Tommy. Bottom line is this: did you all commit her? Did you lay her on the altar and say, God, we want you to take her where you want her to go, in spite of the money? Did you guys commit that to the Lord? That's my question. Did she completely commit that to the Lord?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, good. Well, look. That's the bottom line. I tell parents all the time. I give them my Christian college spiel, and then I say, look, you need to send your kid where God wants them to go. And you need to pray about that. And part of that process is praying and exploring the Christian alternative.
Oh, absolutely.
Which happens to be quite, quite amazing. Okay, well, Tommy, I appreciate your call. What's your daughter's first name so our listeners can pray for?
Megan.
All right. Tommy, God bless you. Calling from New Jersey. We got Neldy from White Plains, New York. You're on the Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Brown. Go ahead, Neldy.
Hi, my daughter is in her second year of Christian college, and it's expensive, though, to go to a Christian college.
Sure.
Sometimes more expensive than to go to a regular school.
Well, that's not always, Neldy, that's not always the case. Fact, that's not always the case. In your situation, it might be, and I'm sorry about that, but I actually know of Christian colleges that are half the price of their secular college counterparts. But how's she doing? That's the real question.
Well, she's in her second year, and being that it is expensive, I've told her that God will open the doors when she graduates for her to be able, to pay back. And I tell you that spiritually, the foundation that she has gotten there, she has really grown there even more than if she would have gone to a regular school. And she just loves the fact that before class, a lot of the professors, they pray. Before they have an exam, the professor prays, and you don't get that in regular school.
The professors are
more transparent and more real. There was a professor of hers that was going to be away for a few weeks because she was going to have surgery done, and a student got up and said, class, let's pray for her right now. So you don't get this in a regular school, so she just loves it.
Well, God bless you. Yeah, God,
she loves all that.
Yeah, God bless you and your family for making that financial sacrifice, and it will pay off, and that's a great testimony. Thanks so much for your call. Richmond, Virginia, Dale, listening to us on AM 590, The Truth, there on the Truth Network. Dale, you're on the Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Brown. Go ahead.
Well, I have to say that if you look at statistical data, that if you go to a university, a secular university, you're guaranteed to have a higher income. Now,
okay, where are you getting that data from? Cite your study.
I don't have this study.
Well, I'll write it down. I got a pen here. Tell me what study that is.
You can definitely see the statistical.
I'd like to see the statistical. Where do I look that up?
You can do a Google search. You can do the research.
Okay, well, maybe I will do that. So tell me your point, Dale. I appreciate your calling.
Well, I see that, one of my good friends went to Liberty University, and she spent a lot of money on it, and she can't find a job anywhere. If you want a good job anywhere with higher pay guaranteed, go to a secular university. It's much too.
Because that's what it's about, isn't it? Getting that higher, better pay, that higher job. Man, I'm glad you brought that up. That's what it's about, Dale.
To raise a family and continue giving to the church. Yeah.
Yeah, Dale. Here's the fundamental problem with everything you just said, and I like how you put that little kind of polish there. How you put lipstick on the pig there at the end, raise the family, all that. Look, Dale. This is what I have to tell my kids. At the church I go to, and only one out of 100 of them hears me, actually, but I say, look, is it about J-O-B or is it about G-O-D? So, Dale, what if the Lord called her to go to Liberty University? Are you going to argue with God about that?
Well, I'd say that God was very cruel and capricious by sending her there, knowing that she wouldn't get a job.
So you're So, Dale, do you know the Lord?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And
I appreciate your honesty about that.
Atheist.
Okay, so you're an atheist, and so of course you want people to go to a secular university.
But faith is not knowledge. You have this where,
By the way, I think everyone understands your rationale and your line of thinking based on the fact of your admission that you're an atheist, because that's exactly the argument an atheist should give, and I commend you for being consistent with your worldview, Dale. But guess what else?
I have to say is that when you're looking at statistical data of Christians leaving the church, becoming educated, there's a clear correlation between faith and knowledge, where faith is not knowledge. It is accepting premises without evidence or in spite of the evidence.
Okay.
And knowledge is the accumulation of evidence and analyzing it.
And we know that epistemologically, which is the study of knowledge, all things come from God. And we're thankful that he gave you a great mind, Dale, but the mind is missing one thing. The one that made you is calling you, maybe through this radio show. And I'm tickled to death you called in and that you're listening to this radio station. Thanks for calling, Dale. Always good to hear from an atheist out there, you know? You have a great day. Dale, listening, an atheist. What about the atheist? Jeff, what do you say to him?
Hello?
Jeff is in Massachusetts, but we're going to put him on hold and bring him back next. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? Now, anyone want to respond to our atheist caller, too? 866-34-TRUTH. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. Back after this. Hang on.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Okay, it's all fun and games till the atheist calls in. Interesting. You know, it's funny. He's consistent with his argument, with his worldview, and I appreciate his call, and I hope he'll call us again. And I want to hear from more of you on this question. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? And I want to say God bless that young lady who went to a Christian university and came out closer to God. And because really, at the end of the day, is it really all about a job? Is it? Hey, if it is, then go wherever. If is it about the almighty dollar, which is going to fade and pass away? But the word of God lives and abides forever. 866-34-TRUTH. The lines are loaded. We got to talk to Art, though, in Honolulu. Art, you're on the line of fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Brown. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry my voice is a little sore because I went to a football game this Saturday.
That's all right. Jump on in. So what about this idea of paying for ungodly counsel? Left and right, all over the country, Christian parents, day after day, year after year. I'm not saying a kid shouldn't always go to a secular college. Maybe that's God's will for them, but why are Christian parents funding generally without even exploring Christian colleges? Why are they funding the destruction of their kids by paying these secular universities? What are your thoughts on that, Art?
Well, I've been listening to your show for a while, so I have so many ideas about the whole thing. First of all, I work in a Catholic school, and the lady who said that she went to Catholic school and saw all these girls acting ungodly, that's not the Catholic school's fault. We are teaching God. We are teaching them to be good. And you know what? Who do you think sends the kids to our school? The parents who have given up.
Right.
And therefore are sending these kids to try to turn them around.
Yep.
That's why they're at this school, and that's why they're acting the way they are. Not because the Catholic school is making them that way.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, and that's a whole thing on the parenting, and the whole thing, the parent has got to prepare the young person. And sometimes the parent, they're like, you know what? I'm going to force them to go to this Christian college. You know, kicking and screaming to try to help them because I've lost complete control of them in the home, and sometimes that actually works, but you can't tag the institution necessarily when you got that. I appreciate your call, Art. Thanks for weighing in, my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna go to Clifton in the Bronx, New York. Clifton, you're on the line of fire. Dr. Michael Brown. This is Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Brown. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, my brother. Hey. I just want to let you know that I am fully in agreement with you. I've never thought about this idea before, but having a niece living with me now who's 11 years old and college is in her future, definitely this will be my major concern going forward and taking it into consideration. Furthermore, I'm most importantly, I want her to be where God wants her to be, but I will be praying and putting this option out there as well. I'd rather to have her in a Christian environment where she will be influenced more positively with her and so forth and be more equipped to take on the world once you graduate from college.
Yeah, and you don't want to watch out. You don't want to put her in a bubble or an incubator or, you know, where you're completely, you know, sequestered. But the idea of having professors that actually want your daughters, your sons, your nieces and nephews to turn out to be warriors for Christ, to be world changers. Folks, look out there. Look at the media. Look at the leadership. Look at Congress. Look at the leadership of our country. Do we not need more sold out, godly, smart, well-equipped Christian leaders. And that's what, there's some amazing Christian colleges that are turning that product out. Does it mean someone can't go to the alternative, a secular school, and come out that way? Absolutely not. But only one out of four makes it without losing their faith in the secular college statistically. And I bet you most parents don't even consider Christian colleges. I'm sorry. I said it. Maybe I'm wrong. But Victoria wants to respond to the atheist caller we had earlier. Victoria, thanks for calling the Line of Fire. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Just tuned in precisely at the time that the atheist gentleman had called in. And I just have to say, just by hearing both voices, his nature just seems very docile and very Christ-like in his heart. And it's just, Christ is the reader of hearts. And and I don't know you, sir, and I believe, and I really truly believe in teaching God in through this school. I believe there should be prayer in school. But I was just sensing a more aggressive approach in your tone with him that really, I feel, you know, that God is the reader of hearts again, you know, and the law could be written within a person's heart, and we would be judged by that. So just as a representative of Christ, it would just to hear, as you were speaking with him, it sounded more aggressive, more of a worldly tone that you were taking up with him. So it almost made him appear to be more Christ-like, in a sense.
I got you. Which he would probably take as an insult, but I take it as a word of exhortation, and I take it as a gentle rebuke, and I receive that, Victoria. And I will work on my tone, especially in reaching out to our atheist friends that call. Thanks for that word, okay? God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, good to hear from Victoria, and it's going to be good to hear from Tim here. Now, I just got a note from him. He says this, 65,000 high school seniors will strengthen their faith at Christian colleges this fall, but 148,000 will lose theirs at a secular college. Now, he cites an MBBC study, which I'll look up later, but that's interesting. Matt, thanks for weighing in on that. Tim, what about that? What are your thoughts about this, sir?
Well, the bottom line is, number one, no, I don't think we should send our children to secular colleges, and I don't think we should send them to public school either, you know? If for the first 12 years they're being thumped real hard with the evolutionary and worldly doctrines and dogmas, really, you know, if the question is, after 12 thoroughly indoctrinated years of the public school, is it Christian or secular college? I think you've already blown it pretty much.
Okay, interesting. Tim, thanks for weighing in. Folks, I want to encourage everyone as we get out of here to read and memorize Psalm chapter 1. And then I want you to camp out in Proverbs, first three or four chapters. Amazing. Wisdom. It says in Proverbs 3, it says, she that eats of me is eating from the tree of life. Wow. This is an amazing opportunity in education. I want you to just pray. I'm not going to be this hard, heavy-handed legalist who says every kid should always go to a Christian college, but I'm going to challenge Christian parents out there to consider it, to look out there. Some amazing Christian colleges out there that want to take your young person and turn them into a warrior for the kingdom of God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalms chapter 1. Read that, study it, and pray about it as you make these critical decisions, that God will be honored wherever you go, whatever you do, including college. Yeah, I know you love cheering for that team, but if they're not going to honor God in the stewardship of training, equipping your young person, then maybe you shouldn't fund that. I'm going to take one more call from Jeff. Do we have time to get to Jeff real quick? Jeff, you're on the Line of Fire. We lost him. This is Stu Epperson. We're out of time anyway. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. AskDrBrown.org, I believe, is the website. Go there with more of your comments, your questions. Thanks for being on with us this hour on the Line of Fire. Great to be here for Dr. Brown. Honored to have helped him get on the radio across the Truth Network and across the country.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, Michael Brown here. Well, actually, I am in China, and I want to introduce a very special guest host, longtime broadcaster, the man who put me on radio, Stu Epperson.
Great to be here. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for that kind introduction. The question of the day is this: how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? How much would you be willing to pay of your money? Or is it your money? Maybe it's God's money for ungodly, unrighteous counsel. Now, I'm basing that question on Psalms 1. The longest book of the Bible starts with the word blessed. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Goes on to say, his delight is in the law of the Lord. So maybe you can help me with this dilemma I'm trying to work my way through. Now, I've got an amazing update from Dr. Brown from China, from Shanghai. We're going to play that later in the hour. But he has given me free reign. Now, this is my first time guest hosting for Dr. Brown, maybe my last, but so good to be here. I'm president of the Truth Network, host of Truth Talk Live, which used to be a daily show. Now it's on the weekends on stations that you're hearing me on right now and other stations, truthtalklive.com, truthnetwork.com. But we're stirring things up here. And I guest hosted the first hour of Dr. Brown's show. Some of you heard that. Had an atheist caller trying to answer this question: how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? So here's the dilemma. Let me just paint the picture for you. I go to a pretty large church in the Southeast, and most of the parents have no qualms, no pause at paying lots and lots of money to send their kid to a school that is bent on destroying their kid, absolutely destroying them. These are parents, these are good friends that I've probably already offended. Maybe they won't talk to me again. But I just want to have the discussion. Am I saying they shouldn't send them to secular colleges? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there are kids that go to secular college that turn out great, that turn out as the next kingdom warrior. So it doesn't mean it can't happen. But it does mean, if you look at Barn and other studies, that 75% or more of kids that go to a secular college, of Christian kids that go to a secular college, lose their faith. It's cold, hard fact. 75%, some say it's as much as 90. I'm going to stick with 75 to be conservative. That means one out of four, 25% of Christian kids that go to a secular college make it out with their faith. But beyond that, what about this growing universe of amazing Christian universities and colleges with academic excellence, brilliant professors who are bent on turning your young person into a warrior for God, teaching them mathematics, biology, science, literature, from a kingdom perspective, business. I know of one Christian college that has almost 100% placement from their business department. And the professors are like retired Fortune 500 guys that are just love God and are teaching these young people accounting and business principles and ethics and marketing, but from a kingdom perspective. Why aren't more Christian parents exploring that option at least? Why are so many Christians, they're all over social media, they'll throw a post up on how horrible, how leftist the media is, the secular left-wing media that attacks God at every point, that attacks Christmas, attacks Easter, attacks anything having to do with Christ. They're so angry at the government that's so pro-abortion and so anti-marriage, and they attack the president for being so far left. And yet, they take their checkbook out when it comes to tuition time, and they write a big fat check to a secular school to aid and abet the destruction of their child's mind without even thinking, considering the option of a Christian college. Am I all wet? Should we just say, listen, let's just go all secular? What about salt and light? My young person needs to be a witness to that. If I pull them all out, who's going to be a witness? What about that argument? What about the Christian professors, the few that are in these secular colleges? All of those and a host of other questions. 866-34-TRUTH. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? We'll tackle it on the other side of this break. Hang on. Oh God,
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Stu Epperson in for my friend Dr. Michael Brown. Quote from Al Mohler. He says this, probably the biggest danger your children face on today's campus is the liberal mindset of many professors. Dr. Mohler writes, the university was the child of the church. The classic ideal of the university emerged from the context of medieval Christianity and the confidence that all truth in every discipline of learning is, and in the end, is united in Christ, the wisdom of God. Today, Christianity has only a vestigial voice at the periphery of these vast cultural shaping institutions. He goes on, there's an article here called The Adult Report Card. Are we failing our children? Professors that teach, just this article goes on, it's line after line, page after page of professors that teach just anti-God. Just their goal is completely to take your kid right down the road of destruction. And it's sad, it's tragic. And more and more Christian parents, or less and less Christian parents, are considering the option of Christian colleges. What about you? What about the idea, well, they can't get as good an education at a Christian college? What about, well, it's more expensive? What about, well, I went to a secular college, and hey, I did just fine. Look at me. All the arguments in favor, all the arguments against, talking about today on The Line of Fire. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Brown. So glad to be here. My first time filling in for Dr. Brown. It may be my last after we get through this topic. But how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? I want to hear from you. I want to hear maybe your horror stories. Maybe you had a bad experience. Maybe you sent your kid to a Christian college, it turned out awful. Maybe the inverse happened. You sent them to a secular college, and you've lost them. Like a caller in the previous hour, Maria, three daughters, three colleges, and they're not walking with God anymore. What about that? But it was cheaper. But that's where all their friends went. Well, that's where we went. Well, we love their colors, and we love their shirts, and we cheer for their team. What does that have to do with the kingdom of God? I want to try to get to that point in God's will. 866-34-TRUTH is the number to join us in the conversation here on The Line of Fire. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Jackson, Mississippi, and talk to Tommy. Tommy, you're on The Line of Fire. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes. I'm actually in Jackson, Michigan.
Michigan. It's a little cooler in Jackson, Michigan than Jackson, Mississippi. Glad you
just
called in.
Thanks for having me. I called to agree with Tim, who mentioned the fact that our kids are indoctrinated for 12 years.
Yeah.
And I think that cannot be overemphasized enough. So
sure.
we take that, and then we add to that sending them to a prestigious university that we are not only subsidizing with our tax dollars, but then paying these professors, paying for our kids to be indoctrinated with a Marxist worldview, and we feel really good about it. Like, we think we're doing, you know, something great. We take pride in that, and I think it's absolutely tragic. I'm so glad you're talking about it, because I do not hear this discussion, and I think it's of utmost importance, because the Lord is a generational God. And I think if our minds have been renewed, then we need to think how He thinks. We need a renewed mind to the way that we steward our children's education.
Yeah.
I believe that parents are supposed to be the primary influence of our kids. And I think that is the root of a lot of the issues going on in our culture right now, is that we are disobeying and dishonoring the Lord by turning the primary influencing and training of our children over to somebody, anybody else.
Well, I just, you know, I heard a quote from a very prominent, really solid Christian college president who said this. He says, why would I want to spend 18 years Why would I want to spend 18 years, you know, building my child up in Christ and pouring everything, my life, my soul, my heart into them, only to pay for them to go to another place that's going to spend 4 years completely destroying, completely pulverizing everything that I've put into them? I mean, he posed that question, and you got to at least stop, Tommy, and think, well, maybe there's something there. Maybe this is why... the far-left media gets far-lefter, and maybe that's not a word. Maybe this is why there's more and more people in government who say, yeah, I'm a Christian conservative in the economic fiscal policies, but not in the social policies. So you're basically you're saying you are blaspheming the Lord God of the universe. Because you're saying that life is not sacred, which he created, and that marriage is not between a man and a woman, which he put his very name on them. In the image of God, he made them, male and female. And so we have this anti-marriage assault, anti-life assault, anti-family assault.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to go ahead and pay the Secular University to take my young person and teach them and groom them in evil. Here you go. Here's my money. So I think at least we consider what you're saying, Tommy. That is, maybe there is another option. Maybe there is a school that I can afford that they're going to get a godly professor, a C.S. Lewis type professor who's well trained and well equipped to build them up in the faith, so that they spend 4 years of being equipped for 40 years of being on fire for God. Now, are we all wet on that, folks? I want to hear from you at 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown on the Line of Fire. So glad to be here. Talking about a real hot potato, education. Why do so many Christian parents, A, fund their kids' education at a secular university who's bent on destroying their faith, and B, why do so many Christian parents not even consider this amazing, amazing, high-caliber number of Christian universities out there that want to do the opposite, that want your young person to come in and learn about creation and science and literature, poetry, and all of the arts, and education, and pre-med and pre-law, but from a distinctly Christian worldview? Is that even possible? Maybe you've given up on it. I want to hear from you. Today, we're going to talk about it. No call or question or comment is a bad one. Today on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-348-7884. The question of the day is, how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? Now, I got to get Jeff on. He's been hanging on for some time. Jeff, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Line of Fire.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, as far as the atheist is concerned, the atheist ought to read Luke chapter 16, because he doesn't know it, but he is heading to a real hell if he doesn't repent and make Jesus Christ his Lord and Savior.
Wow.
That's first off. Second, this is not liberalism we're talking about here. This is communism. Liberalism, take out the word liberalism and put in communism, because that's where we're heading towards. Now, as far as...
Well, let me just say something to that. The whole system of Marxism, communism, socialism, you could say liberalism, but the whole system, there's a professor at Columbia University who made this statement, okay?
Yes.
Everyone wants to get into Columbia. You know, I mean, this is, you get accepted there, you know, unbelievable. But this is what this guy says. He says, the only true heroes are those who find ways to help defeat the U.S. military. I personally would like to see a million Mogadishus.
Now,
is this the guy you want teaching your kid?
No, absolutely.
But this
not.
Is what people, even Christian parents, are like salivating over, getting their kids into schools like this. And I'm not saying don't go there, but is it too far-fetched to say, hey, wait, let's just step back and let's ask if this is God's will? And then those steps and it is, then great. And maybe their kid will be the one out of four that actually makes it through a secular college without losing their faith.
Well, let me throw this out, which is, if you do a study of communist countries, what communist countries do is, and Muslim countries, is they throw the Christians out of the good jobs, and they wind up becoming the toilet cleaners, and they wind up doing all the dirty jobs. Now, here's my suggestion: that Christians consider sending their kids off to trade school. I went to trade school for plumbing, and when you learn how to use your hands like that, it doesn't matter what trade it is, you have a trade, and you don't get brainwashing compared to, let's say, if you go to college, you get brainwashed. Yeah. You might not even get a job.
Well, now it's funny. It's funny you say that on the technical things, the trades, and things of that nature. Because I have a friend, a guy who's a prominent Christian leader, author. You guys would know his name if I mentioned. I won't mention his name, but he told me on the phone last night that he's so excited his son, who's studying literature, is going to an amazing Christian college. And I know the school, I've checked it out. And he said, because he's studying literature, he says, I would never expose him or support him going to a secular college that would basically be throwing pornography and everything at him as a literature major. in all kinds, I mean, just atrocious things. But rather, he's sitting at the foot of a J.R. Tolkien type, of a C.S. Lewis type, and he's learning. But my friend said this to me. He said, now, if he was going to go to a trade school, if he was going to go to a technical school, engineering, he said he might come away a little less, you know, damaged or harmed from that standpoint. I thought that was an interesting observation, kind of, you know, speaking to your point. And then you get to the point, Jeff, where you say, you know what? And this is what I want. And I want to hear what someone thinks about this, by the way. If you want to join the conversation on the Line of Fire, it's 866-34-TRUTH. Is every kid different? I mean, is it okay for Christians to make these blanket statements? Every Christian kid to a Christian college, never to a secular university? Let's talk about that, the plausibility of those arguments. Are those too extreme, and where's the balance? More coming up, and a report from China after this.
Fire we want, for fire we
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, it's been several years since that fatal day or glorious day that I'm hosting Truth Talk Live, a nationally syndicated show. And my guest was none other than the esteemed Dr. Michael Brown. And during the break, we talked about, how about coming on the radio? You should do a radio show. What are you thinking? You have this great mind. You're so articulate. And the Lord, through that conversation, a series of meetings, the Line of Fire was launched. And here at the Truth Network, we've been so excited to be a part of that. I'm Stu Epperson, president of the Truth Network and host of Truth Talk Live. We're on the weekends now with truthtalklive.com. And because I just, hey, listen, we've gotten busy as we've grown and as we've reached a lot of folks with the gospel. We're so glad for all of the affiliates nationwide that carry this program. Thank you so much to our wonderful affiliates, and thank you so much to the listeners. We got an update from Dr. Brown in just a second. We're not going to play it just yet. The question we're asking this hour, and it's quite a hornet's nest we've stepped in, is how much would you pay for ungodly counsel? Going into the break, I said, hey, listen, it's not my position, but it is the position of some Christians that Christian kids should only go to Christian colleges and be equipped and built up for a lifetime of ministry in the workforce, overseas, wherever. Now, I'm not saying all times, every time. I believe I believe you got to step back and say, where does God want them to go? Nor am I saying that it's a sin or it's wrong for a Christian kid to go to a secular university, because I've actually got some kids that came up through our church and in the youth group that are in a secular college and they're growing in their faith. And we were a part of discipling them coming up, and just that's how God led them. But to their credit, they prayed through the options of looking at Christian colleges. And I've looked them in the eye and said, you're the exception, young person. You're the one out of four that made it, or that will make it if you make it. Because 75%, according to Barna, the numbers are bigger according to other folks, lose their faith. 75% of Christian kids or more lose their faith after going to a secular college. And yet, there's so many amazing Christian colleges that want to take your kid and turn them into warriors for God. Let's see what Kimberly says. I'm excited to hear from her. If you want to weigh in, it's 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. How much would you be willing to pay for ungodly counsel? And is it a sin for parents not to explore a Christian college? At least pray through that process. And why do people think I'm a nut for even bringing this up, by the way? Someone tell me the answer to that question. Because this is not a popular topic, even at a major, solid Christian church that I attend. This is not, a lot of folks are like, he's crazy. He's all wet. Hey, Kimberly, thanks for calling the Line of Fire. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm a student at Winston State University. I'm a senior, and I've been attending a public institution since 2009. I graduated and went to a Christian school my whole life. But I do not agree with that if you are a Christian or raised in a Christian household that you must or that you should, in fact, attend a Christian institution.
Sure.
I believe it all depends on the foundation that your parents and that your church and that your school instill in you at a young age. And if my foundations are godly principles, no matter if I'm out here in the world or around worldly people, my faith and my relationship with Jesus should always be the same.
And you're walking with the Lord?
Yes, I am.
And see, Kimberly, you're the exact reason that I disagree with my friends that say every Christian kid all the time, 100% of the time, you know, has to go to a Christian college. You're the exact right. reason, because I found there's still a remnant in the land that hasn't right. bowed their knee to Baal. And you're one of them, Kimberly, and God's using you in a mighty way. But Kimberly, don't you think that more Christian kids should at least be open to exploring the Christian, you know, just to say, hey, what's out there? You know, hey,
yeah,
oh, wow. You know, and so it just, here's what breaks my heart, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. What breaks my heart is it's non-kingdom minded brothers and sisters in Christ like you who put on the front of being kingdom minded, but they think about college. They're Christian people that we're supposed to be sold out of Christ, but we think about college as, well, I got to get that degree. I got to get that job. I got to get placed within a firm. I got to be employable. You know, I got to be employed. It's like, I mean, yeah, where is God's will in that? You know, when I hear you talk, I'm refreshed because you're talking about the Lord's will and you're plugged into a church and a ministry and you're letting your light shine there, you know, and I'm encouraged by that. But it just seems like, hey, you know, I've got four daughters. God may call one of my daughters to go plant a church in India. Mm-hmm. God may call one of my daughters to go be a martyr for Christ. Am I willing, or am I so caught up in this thing called the American dream that I'm not, I would never consider, you know, that's, you know, oh, no, when it comes to college, they're going here. Because I went there, Mama went there, we tailgate at that football game every week. And, you know, where is the openness, the willingness, Kimberly, among Christian parents to say, you know what, I'm going to get on my knees and ask God not only to show me where to send my young person to school, but to possibly, maybe that's a Christian college where they'll be, you know, thoroughly equipped, and to provide the funds too, you know, and maybe they'll be joining Kimberly at a secular college, and Kimberly's going to disciple them, and they'll turn out to be an amazing soul winner for the kingdom there too, like you are.
Yes, but I also do believe that it's kind of up to the parents. Like you said earlier, your friend installed 18 years of planting seed in their child's life, not to wanting them go off and get like a worldly mindset.
Yep.
But in like secular universities like mine, we do have, you know, Bible study, and there's always things that, yep. that you know, are religious.
Kimberly, has it challenged your faith? I mean, have you had professors laugh at you, or have you had professors completely teach anti-Bible stuff in your classroom?
Yes, because my major is in education. They talk about not ever mentioning Jesus Christ
yep.
within your classroom, or saying something about God.
Sure.
Or
interesting.
If I have a student come up to me
yep.
saying that my head hurts, my first thought would be, let me lay hands on them and pray for them.
Mm.
But in like the public school system, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't affect my faith whatsoever.
Right.
When I still write papers, I'm still against abortion. I still say what I feel and my belief.
Yep.
I still do. I still speak my mind.
All right.
It depends on the person.
I'm going to speak to every listener out there in the Line of Fire audience right now to pray for Kimberly. She's a witness. And pray for all our Christian friends who are battling for Christ in the secular university. And lift them up. Kimberly, God bless you. Thanks for sharing that, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You take care. Albert, you're in Greensboro, North Carolina. Listen to us on AM 830, The Truth, across the Truth Network there. Albert, thanks for calling the Line of Fire. You're on the air.
Yeah, I believe that basically that there is no hard, fast rule, really, that we should really just seek the Holy Spirit and His leading. Because the Word of God says He'll lead us into all truth.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit may lead a Christian to a secular university. Well, he may lead
more
to a university.
Yeah, Albert. Now, look, I think there is a hard, fast truth. I mean, you don't believe Psalm 1? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So I think, Albert, what that tells me is I'm blessed, I'm happy if I'm not walking. And it's not. And imagine this. Imagine paying someone for ungodly counsel. Albert, how much would you pay someone for ungodly counsel?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't seek ungodly counsel.
Well, when you pay a secular college for education, you're paying for ungodly counsel, Albert, whether you like it or not. I think the Holy Spirit says a lot about that, but hold on. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll get a report from Dr. Brown from China. This is The Line of Fire. I'm Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown, 866-34-TRUTH.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, this is Michael Brown here in Shanghai, China. When I landed, the flight got in from Detroit to Shanghai, about a 14-hour flight. Took out my cell phone, was going to post, just landed in Shanghai, thanks for praying, but it wouldn't post on Facebook. Got to the hotel, went to get online, and then realized, that's right, no social media here in China, no Facebook, no Twitter, no YouTube. Fascinating. So hopefully my faithful producer, Matt, will be able to update things online for you. Then I'll be checking in with you a few times during the week with some updates, but all is well. Thanks for praying. Everything's going great. I'm at meetings sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, about 40 leaders from the States, denominational leaders and seminary presidents and different ones, meeting together with some of the national church leaders here in China, about 40 or so of the leading church people and the organized churches in China. So just a fascinating time together, and we're just trusting for divine appointments along the way. And a couple interesting things already. Well, I encountered them on the menu. And if you know anything about me, you know that I'll gladly preach the gospel to a hostile, potentially violent crowd with joy. No fear of that, but I don't really get along with exotic new foods that much. So went to a restaurant in the hotel last night, and there was bad sweet chicken feet. Yeah, I didn't order that one. And then there was tender chicken smell. I passed on that. And then another one, when I get back, I'll plan on posting this online. But it's a little guy. It's the whole body. It's in the pictures in the menu with the ears and the eyes. So I passed on that. But everything is going great. Authentic Fire is finished. I wrote the preface on the plane coming over. Everything proofed, annotated, on its way to the publisher to get out in a couple weeks. So really excited about this week and next. Can't wait to be back with all of you.
Okay, and folks, we should be praying for Dr. Brown and what he's doing in China. Pretty amazing. We'll have some, I think latter part of the week, we'll have him back in here live in the studio to do a show, or definitely next week. Some cool things happening on the China front. Pray for him. Pray for the church over there. A lot of brothers and sisters of Christ being persecuted for their faith at a great cost to personally. And let me ask you this question. What cost, what price have you paid for your kids' education? How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You got to be careful saying always and never as Christians in areas that, you know, because one kid goes to a secular school like Kimberly and comes out an amazing teacher, a godly educator, and then you say, well, then you got to eat crow. You got to say, well, you can't make these blanket statements, and I would advise you against that, but I would advise you to consider, and I would ask this question, why don't more Christians consider Christian education for their kids? A school, imagine this, where the professors want them to turn into warriors for God. Where the professors instill in them brilliant science, math, business, ethics, Bible, theology, from a pure Christian standpoint. There's schools like that out there, more than you think, and they're doing amazing things. And yet, why are so few Christian parents pumping that up, even pursuing it, even exploring it? 866-34-TRUTH, I want to talk to, let's see, I'm going to come back. Let me talk to Tom real quick. Tom, you're on the line of fire. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. I just wanted to, and it's the first time I think I've heard your program, we've been doing public school ministry for probably 15-plus years, and I've been able to, by the grace of God, go into several public school districts with the Marines military flag in the cafeteria. And students can voluntarily come around the flag and pray for the nation, pray for the troops,
I love
pray
it.
For the school.
Great ministry, yes.
And we also are educating kids on their constitutional rights on the public school
yep.
campus. And we just printed a T-shirt that's got the gospel, like Apostles' Creed on the front
it.
And on the back.
And see that, and Tom, I got to cut you there because we're at a break. But you're exactly. Your ministry there in a secular school is critical. Listen to us, by the way, on KDK, our awesome affiliate across Dallas-Fort Worth area. Thanks for your call, Tom. Hang on the line. I want to talk to you off the air. Ed Albert, I got to come back to you, too. 866-34-TRUTH. More coming up. Hang on.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, listen, major kudos out to Tom in Texas, who's a major missionary to students at a public high school campus all over the Fort Worth area. God bless you, Tom. And that, hey, listen, that's an amazing place for someone equipped to go and share the gospel, to invade the secular university campus, to go to the high schools, the public high schools, and share Christ. But if you're going to go there as a student, you got to really make sure that God's a part of that process, because it's a tough place. Only one out of four makes it out of a secular college with their faith. Steve Noble, who will be guest hosting for Dr. Brown in the next couple days, says, what if most of the kids fall away, were never Christians to begin with? Which I think that's very plausible. I blame parents first, church second, secular universities last. My son is a strong believer and going to a high-tech school next fall that is very secular, but he's ready for it. Most church kids, sadly, are not. We want him to invade the video game industry with the light, love, and truth of Christ, and his path will take him into that king's court. Raise warriors at home who can thrive when they get on the front lines. Untrained soldiers will only end up dead. Great point from our own Steve Noble. And let me tell you something. He's dead on. But the way he thinks is, he says, hey, I'm going to look at every possibility, and I'm even going to look at the possibility of sending my kid to a Christian college. Why not, folks? You complain about the left-wing media. You complain about the government being against God and the law of the land being anti-God, anti-family, anti-marriage, anti-life, just this destructive thing called abortion. We complain about this agenda we see in the military, online, everywhere, and then we pull out our checkbook when it comes time to spend money, and we pay a secular university to basically pump our kid's head full of that same sewage. Is that a bad word to say? If you're at Columbia University, I read a quote from one of their professors earlier. If you're at the University of Delaware, all 7,000 students in residence halls have to participate in ideological reduction, where they basically have to sign a statement that they are completely diverse. I mean, it basically don't believe in anything. And so the point and the question is this, the question of the day: how much would you pay for ungodly counsel based on Psalm 1? I'd love to hear what Antonio says. If you want to join the conversation on the Line of Fire, Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Michael Brown. The number toll free is 866-34-TRUTH. I'll say it slower, 866-348-7884. Apologize to Albert, by the way. I was supposed to get back to him after that break. Albert, I appreciate what you said about the Holy Spirit leading. I think that's a big part of it, but I also think the Holy Spirit has written the Word of God, which also guides us and instructs us on what kind of education we should pay for and be a part of. And that's why we got to treat this thing as a stewardship, and with discernment. And with lots of, and a multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. Antonio, thanks for calling the Line of Fire. You're on the air.
Hi. You almost make me want to change my mind.
Uh-oh. All right. We're getting to my Antonio. Something's working here. I may have one convert the whole day here on the Line of Fire.
But my first thought was, with the economy the way it is, a lot of people are going to where they can afford, and of course, the main factor is to be led by God and pray before you go to any institution. And at the same time, we as Christians can't just go up in the mountains and hide. One of our greatest jobs is to be examples of Christ.
I agree with that 100%. You don't want to go to a monastery. You want to impact the world. But here's the question on salt and light, okay, Antonio? The bottom line is, this is why it's different than you going into a secular job and letting your light shine than you going into a secular university. You go to the job to be an impact, to do your job, to let your light shine. Everywhere we're to go, we're to be a witness. We'd all agree with that as Christians, correct?
Correct.
However, when you're going to a university, you are paying them to teach you. You're paying them to teach you how to think, how to form opinions, how to logically deduce things. You are paying them to teach you how to think. So here's my question. Do you know anything about Star Wars, Antonio?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is this, Antonio, with that young soul that God's given you, are you going to send them to learn the Force from Darth Vader, or Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda. Which one? They're going to learn the Force. Which one do you want them to learn from? The dark side? Or from the guys that are going to build them up into being amazing warriors, ninjas for the kingdom of God? That's just what I'm asking today. That's the question.
Okay, now that you evaluate, because I just turned it on and just caught portions of it, if it's an equal exchange and I have an equal amount of money and I can go here and there equally, of course, I will go to the godly college.
Well, keep in mind that 25% of those that learn the Force from Vader still make it out to the right side. Okay, but 75% join the dark side and lose their faith, according to statistics. Okay, so but if you have the option, and hey, let's talk about money. Have you ever heard that statement, Antonio? It's almost become a cliche, but I still believe it's true. Where God guides, God provides.
Provide.
Yeah.
Amen.
What
Amen.
Happened to my faith?
Well,
what?
I agree.
You know,
with you
but totally. But here, but you bring I, up a I, but you bring up a key point, Antonio, and this is where you know we when it comes to you know where we go to church. Where we follow the word of God, how we live in the home, our faithfulness in tithing, in giving, decisions we make, in all these areas of our life, in being honest and not cheating on our taxes. Christians, we're consistent. But when it comes to college, oh no, hold on, no, it's a done deal, because we went there and they went there and everyone went here and I got to go to there to the big whatever the school is, and because we cheer for them, whatever. It's almost like Christians, like, well, God's not really a part of that. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't see God anywhere on these campuses except for professors whose agenda, by and large, not all of them, but 80% of them, their agenda is take your kid straight down the road of destruction. Their agenda is the counsel of the ungodly, the path of unrighteousness, the way of death. That's their agenda. That's their express agenda. And so you've got to really pray about that, because if your kid's one out of the four that goes there that keeps their faith, we're praying that God will strengthen them. We're praying for all of our kids that have made that decision that God will guide them. We're not going to be legalistic with it, but it sure gives you a lot to think about, doesn't it, Antonio?
Most definitely. And bottom line, like one statement you made earlier, you do have to have a solid spiritual life from home and from church.
No
My
doubt.
My pastor always tell people, during the year, time of year that kids are going off to college, tell them to maintain, keep studying your word, don't
yes.
slack off.
Amen.
Don't be a follower, be a leader, don't lose yourself following the trends on college, and definitely find a good Bible teaching church wherever.
Yep. No doubt. And if the kid messes up at a secular college, we're going to be there to help bring him back and disciple him and love him, okay? And, you know, and not be heavy-handed. God bless you. Let's go to Sherry. Charlotte, North Carolina, listening to us on the new 105.7. We missed her, but she had a question about how hard it is to pay for Christian colleges. And I would say that it's tough. There's a price, sure. Maybe there's a sacrifice. But again, God will provide. And you'd be amazed at all the student loan programs and all the scholarships available. If a kid really wants that, God really calls them to that. God will provide. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. This is the Line of Fire. I'm Stu Epperson, filling in for my good friend, Dr. Michael Brown. I want to read some of these scrolls. Joey, can you scroll this studio chat up for me? There's some interesting classes being offered. The Queer Horror University is offered at one school, Clark University. Let's see here. I'm not going to read that. Sorry. It's a Brown University offering something that's a class that's pure pornography. Let's see here. The Wisdom of the Simpsons at Bellevue University and the End of Western Civilization. Amazing. Classes, professors that, so, look, if someone doesn't know the Lord, I can understand them writing a big check to a school like that to teach their kids. But the student drinking at UC Berkeley is overloading area hospitals. There's all kinds of things. Hey, go to that one earlier, Joey, the very beginning from our caller in Massachusetts. I want to read that. 866-34-TRUTH. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? How much would you be willing to fork over? How much of your money, your hard-earned money, or maybe we should say God's money, would you be willing to pay for ungodly counsel? Is it always a sin for a parent to send their kid to a secular university if they're a Christian parent? Not necessarily. I'm not saying that, and I don't want to be quoted as having said that, but I might say it is if a parent doesn't explore, at least look at the, there are some high caliber, Ivy League level Christian colleges, Christian professors who are, they are instilling and dispensing amazing truth at these Christian colleges, and it's transformational. And it's, and they're out there, and it's affordable. Wow. And there's all kinds of other options. And so should we at least consider those options? That's all I'm asking. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. More Line of Fire broadcast coming up after this quick break. And your calls, hang on.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Stu Epperson filling in for Dr. Brown, a lively conversation about education. How much would you pay for ungodly counsel? I'm looking at this Town Hall article called Brainwash You. Who's teaching your teachers? I'm looking at a picture of a man signing his book. Who is this man? This man built bombs and blew up parts of Washington, D.C. in the 70s protesting Vietnam. He's a Marxist, socialist, anti-God gentleman named Bill Ayers, who's one of the leading educational influencers in our culture. One of his pupils is a gentleman named Barry Obama, now known as President Barack Obama. And this is one of his BFFs. You think this educator had an impact on President Obama? Absolutely. They hold the same views on life, on marriage, on, and this is just not, this is not an attack on the president. This is just what he has come out expressly saying, that he's against marriage as God designed it. He's against life as God designed it. He's for abortion, all those things, but he learned that somewhere. And my question to you today is as parents, should parents consider Christian education? Because so many parents are upset about that. And we pray for our president that he'll find the Lord. He'll find, you know, the truth. But do I want to write a big check to a university that teaches my kids exactly the way that Ayers taught him and advance that when you know what's being done, when you're why so many Christian parents? I believe there's a lot of hypocrisy here in this area, quite frankly. How much would you be willing to pay for ungodly counsel? Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scorners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, replete with the statements of, listen to wisdom, make wisdom your best friend, bind it around your neck, hide it on the tablet of your heart, eat from wisdom like you eat from the tree of life. Proverbs chapter 3, and we say, yeah, amen, amen, Stu, but when it comes to college, nope, can't do that. I gotta send my kid to this school because it sounds a lot better, and this is their dream, and we cheer for this team. But what about considering God's will? Is it God's will for every Christian kid to go to a Christian college? Not necessarily, because a lot of great ones, including callers to today's show, like Kimberly. She's making an impact at a secular college. God's using her. She's plugged in. She's going to be an amazing educator for the kingdom. And so there are exceptions. Only one out of four. 75% of kids lose their faith that go to a secular college. But 25%, excuse me, like Kimberly, make it. We need to pray for them. And not be legalistically saying no kid ever should go to a secular university, but the call, if you hear anything today, I hope you heard from my heart, to consider, explore, and look at the amazing universe of Christian colleges out there and universities that want to equip your young person to change the world. Let's talk to Sherry in Charlotte. Listen to the Line of Fire. Sherry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I was just listening to your commentary today, what you're speaking about, and I have two children in college that are Christian young men. But we could not afford a Christian college,
right,
because they're so much more expensive.
How are they doing?
They're doing great.
Fantastic.
They're very, very solid in their foundation, their Christian faith. They're making an impact on their university here in Charlotte.
Good.
But we did look at Christian universities, but they were so much more expensive.
Sure. And you prayed through the process.
Exactly.
I love it.
We did.
I love it.
But
you know, Sherry, you're a huge reason too for those young men staying in the faith, because they got a prayer. I can tell they got a prayer warrior for a mom, and that's cool.
Yeah, but they're involved in Christian organizations on their campus. Really, we do need more Christians. I feel like we need more Christian students. We did visit several Christian universities. I mean, they were great. And I'm like, yeah, I would love for them to go there, because then if they're not as tempted. But we do need Christian students in these universities to make a difference if they can just reach however many students.
Well, yeah, but I would say that's not why you go. I say you go to school to be educated. You pay them to teach you. And so in your young men are and I'm not saying they're out of God's will. It sounds like they're making a great impact. But they're an exception. We're going to pray they're in the 25%, right, that stands in their faith through college. And it sounds like they're doing amazing with that. So many kids, though, don't have godly parents that look at the options, like you, Sherry. They don't have godly parents that pray and wrestle with the Lord. And they haven't been built up like you've built your young people up. So you're hitting it on all cylinders. So and you got, now you have a whole listening audience of a national radio program that's going to be praying for you, because I'm going to tell them to. Okay, so
thank you.
God bless you.
I have two more sons that aren't in college.
Well,
yet.
Let's pray
but
about
it is
that.
Getting worse.
Yeah,
it is getting worse, and they notice
it
that
is.
On their campus, and they have to disagree with their professors and take a stand.
Yep,
and it's hard. It's hard on them.
Well, there's a Christian college right up the street from you that has a 95% acceptance rate from their graduates in a medical school. It's only an hour and a half from where you're sitting right now, Sherry. Okay? And I met with their president, amazing man of God, and they're equipping leaders. And maybe that's a place, and he's got all kinds of scholarships and student aid. So maybe that's a place for you to consider, you know, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to talk to you off the air.
Okay.
Can I put you on? We're wrapping up the show.
Sure.
Let me get Nikki real quick in Norcross, Georgia. Nikki, you're on the line of fire. Stu Epperson filling in for my friend, Dr. Michael Brown, who's in China. Pray for him too, folks, as you pray for Sherry and all of the wonderful callers today and the warriors on these campuses. Nikki, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that perhaps there should be more of a focus on getting, like, the smaller kids into, you know, Christian education. But a lot of the, I know they have, like, scholarships and all of that, but we found that a lot of these Christian schools are exclusive. They only want certain types of people in their school, and they take a handful of the other types. The inner city, I see the Catholic churches, they accept all the children, but a lot of the non-Catholic Christian schools, they're just too exclusive, they're too expensive.
Well, you'd be surprised.
There's no way for the kids to get there.
Well, you'd be surprised, because the ones I'm working with, they're bending over backwards. I mean, they are bending over backwards to get kids, all kinds of kids in there. And there's all kinds, by the way, there's all kinds of, I just helped a young man get plugged into a Christian college in North Carolina. Guess what? Through Pell Grants and other minority scholarships, this kid's going almost scotch-free. He's almost going to get a Christian education where he can get a coaching degree, teacher's degree, almost absolutely free, Nikki. I'm seeing that. I'm living it right now. I'm so encouraged for that. So I think there's opportunities, but I think that there are bad examples and there are people that aren't doing it right. And we need to make sure that, you want to go to a Christian college that handles prospects in a Christian way. I think you've pointed that out, Nikki, very well, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling the line of fire. I think we've got another caller, 866-34-TRUTH. Out of time here, wrapping up. AskDrBrown.org is the website. All kinds of wonderful tools. Support Dr. Brown's ministry there. Get his latest resources. Pray for him while he's in China. I want to thank everyone that's called in the show today, the line of fire. AskDrBrown.org. I'm Stu Epperson. It's just been a delight to fill in for Dr. Brown today. I want to challenge you to memorize Psalm 1. I want to challenge you to read it to your children tonight, your older teenage kids like Sherry and Charlotte. Read it to them. Get them in it. Study it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's the negative. The positive, his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Wow. What's your passion? You do that, you will be blessed. When your eyes are on Jesus, and that has everything to do with anything, including education.